Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. A Washington judge calls seditious conspiracy one of the most serious crimes with which an American can be charged. Those words came as he sentenced Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes to 18 years in prison for his role in the Capitol insurrection. Here's correspondent Scott McFarlane.
He said Stuart Rhodes was, in fact, somebody who galvanized some of the violence that day and is responsible for so much of what happened that day. And that's what always has separated this case. Stuart Rhodes was not just accused of being here in Washington January 6th and trying to oppose the transfer of power. He was charged with and convicted of seditiously conspiring to block the transfer of power, of being a plotter and a planner.
His 18-year sentence is the longest so far of anyone convicted in connection with the Capitol insurrection. Both the House Speaker and the Chief White House Spokeswoman sounded upbeat and optimistic when they spoke about negotiations to keep the country out of default. President Biden was a little more stern a little while ago.
It's time for Congress to act now. Now, I want to be clear that the negotiations we're having with Speaker McCarthy is about the outlines of what the budget will look like, not about default. It's about competing visions for America.
It's been a long winter for many Americans, and now they're hitting the road.
I'm Jim Crisula on Interstate 77 near Cana, Virginia. The great summer road trip begins this Memorial Day weekend for millions of American families. Dan Jennings' family will be on the road despite inflation.
You still got to live life, so you got to spend a little bit more money.
More than 40 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home this holiday weekend.
The Atlantic hurricane season is a week away, and the government's forecast is just out. NOAA Administrator Dr. Rick Spinrad.
There is a 40% chance of a near normal season, a 30% chance of an above normal season, and a 30% chance of a below normal season.
That translates into as many as 17 named storms, 5 to 9 hurricanes, and 1 to 4 major hurricanes. Atlantic and Gulf Coast emergency managers say prepare now. The graduating high school class in rural Marlin, Texas was small to begin with, and now it just got smaller. An audit revealing that 21 of its 38 seniors have fallen short because of academics and unexcused absences. Parents like Brandolyn Jones are upset.
We don't have a whole bunch of lazy, bad kids. This is a catastrophic failure of leadership and accountability.
The graduation's been delayed so more seniors can meet the requirements. The Dow is down 60. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner. Here's what you need to know. Two Republican lawmakers from Green Bay want the next state budget to include $2 million to help pay for the cost of the Packers hosting the NFL draft in 2025. Representative David Steffen and Senator Robert Cowell say the event comes with a total price tag of $7.5 million. Packers estimate nearly 250,000 people will attend the draft in Green Bay, generating $94 million across the state and $20 million locally. 3 days after a massive fire broke out at Oak Creek Wood Products in the town of Polk, the fire is still smoldering. A statement from the company out on Wednesday said the fire started in a large mulch pile, spread to stacks of wood pallets, and then to two buildings. Over 45 departments responded to help fight the fire when it broke out Sunday evening. The cause isn't yet known. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's That's realchili.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Once again, we're going to start with the debt limit. June 1st is coming up mighty quick. Today is May 25th. We're talking, what, six, 7 days away, week away. Janet Yellen has said that we may run out of cash to pay our debts. What that will mean, not just could mean, will mean, depending on how she juggles whatever little cash she has, we would either not pay bonds or interest on bonds that people in good faith had bought from us to finance things that Congress had already voted for. Give you an easy example, hard infrastructure. People fought over soft infrastructure, but hard infrastructure had a lot of bipartisan support. 19 Republican senators supported it, and every one of them, even the Freedom Caucus in the House, even the right-wingers who didn't vote for it, went back to their districts and boasted about the bridges they got and the roads they got and the airport improvements they got and the water systems they got and the trades that got put to work. They all boasted about it, and they sat around chuckling as the U.S. in good faith then issued bonds to investors for the cash to do all of this. And now they're saying, all right, we've gotten the bridges, gotten the airports, the water systems, the roads, and some of them were not just 90-day treasuries. Some of them were longer-term bonds, and some of them financed things that Donald Trump piled on. He piled on $7.8 trillion, about 25% of what was then the debt. $7.8 trillion, and they don't want to pay his tab, and they don't want to pay for hard infrastructure. They want to don't want to pay for stuff they boasted about and campaigned about. So here we are. Biden and McCarthy initially said that there has been progress. Today, McCarthy and a spokesman for Biden said that there's progress. Biden was a little tougher, a lot tougher, and I'm glad he was. What Joe Biden said was, look, it's time for Congress to act right now. This is not about the debt limit. This is basically a negotiation about the budget for the next 2 years. And if they're willing to do what I've offered, then fine. And it does throw a few bones to McCarthy. But here's the deal. And this is something that people are ignoring. The fact that we have waited this long, the fact that we've waited this long could trigger a recession. It's already triggered much higher interest rates on our debt. Over 5% on 90-day treasuries, it should be 1%, 1.5%. Tens of billions of interest we didn't have to pay. And people forget that 11th-hour agreements have long-term bad economic effects. The Republicans did this in 2011, and they did it in 2013. In 2011 and 2013, there were bad consequences for the stock market, for your 401k, for employment. They do it every time there's a Democratic president to try to injure the president, Fitch ratings, there are various rating systems. You have Moody's, the S&P. Fitch rating systems, late Wednesday, put our nation's AAA rating on, quote, rating watch negative. The S&P lowered us to AA back 10 years ago, the last time these clowns did this. We have paid tens of billions of dollars by having a worse credit rating. Totally unnecessary. The full faith and credit of the United States cannot be called into question. I'm going to go to the lines. Adrian of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, Adrian?
Hey, Matt. I'm not sure I understand why Social Security is part of the discussion with the debt ceiling, because Social Security isn't part of the federal budget. It's funded by its own dedicated revenue stream, its own tax. And so if we decrease the payout of the Social Security payout, that's not going to affect the federal budget. It just puts more money in the Social Security Administration trust fund.
Yeah, well, let me tell you how it works. If you take a look at the expenditures every year, let's say there are four parts. There's Social Security, Medicare, there's defense, and then there's everything else. And everything else is a tiny little sliver of it compared to the others. Now, Social Security, everybody pays in. You pay in, and up until roughly now, there's more being paid in that has to be paid out. You know, when I was a kid and working, how many wage earners were there for every retiree? Pretty soon it becomes 1-to-1. Pretty soon it'll be 2 retirees for 1 wage earner. What's really going on is that the Social Security trust fund, the Social Security money that is paid, that is guaranteed by paper. That is guaranteed by the federal government. But the cash that came in gets spent. The cash doesn't get stuck under a pillow somewhere. It doesn't kind of get stuck in a savings account at 2% interest. If we do not issue more bonds, we are not going to be able to pay lots of things. One of them, Social Security checks, they're not going to be totally withheld. People may get an IOU. People in June or July may go, what is this? And there's nothing in their bank account. And it says, we're going to make it up. We are going to make it up in October. Well, a lot of people can't go month to month. It would be a mistake, Adrian, to think that if the federal government has to shut down and cannot continue its operations, and I got to say, if I'm commander in chief, and I think Joe will do this, he's going to tell Yellen and Powell to issue that debt. I mean, you can't not do it. But theoretically, if he permitted them to get away with this and to shut us down, where do you think the cash is going to come to pay Social Security? You can talk about accounting things like, well, this is not part of the budget, it's this, that, and the other thing. That's all well and good. But when you reach into the old weasel sack to pull out some cash to give to Social Security, where do you think that's coming from? It absolutely would have an impact on Social Security, simply the way the thing is arranged. Thanks a lot for calling. I'll take them in order. The next one is Jack of Merrimack, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind?
Well, I ran across something that I had forgotten about the other day, and that is this. In, I think it is 2018, under Trump and when the Republicans were still in power, there was a debt showdown as well, I believe, if my information that I saw is correct. And in that particular case, the Republicans would not allow the debt to be paid unless, are you ready for this? An additional $108 billion was thrown into the defense budget, or 18% of an increase. Now, you know, that being the case, it's pretty disingenuous of them to say, we got to stop spending money, because that was money the Pentagon didn't even ask for again. So,
right. Yeah. Your memory is right, Jack. And under Trump, it happened three times, not one time. And three times, the Democrats provided the votes, among others, to increase the debt limit. When the Republicans, and we're going to be talking about this in an upcoming segment, but when the Republicans talk about the Defense Department, half of the Republican, they're split. Half the Republican caucus wants to cut the Defense Department because they claim they're woke. And that is because they claim that there are too many female military members. They don't like any sort of training programs about assimilating people. And they will cut the military. They go around claiming they're for the military. They go around claiming they're for working people, but now they're not going to fund the debt that we sent out, that we put out, the bonds that we offered to the market to pay for the bridges and to pay for the airports and so forth. So back then, you're right, your recollection is correct. That was simply posturing. They say stuff like that, but now when they threaten not to increase the debt limit, they're really advocating for cuts, even in the Defense Department. Jack, thanks a lot for calling. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Political theater, it's really sad. The Republican Party has lost their way, but that's nothing new. I don't know if the average person understands what's going on here, but when you run up a credit card, you have to pay your bills. So I don't... In fact, Van Orden and Steele, I've told her flew back to Wisconsin already. They don't even seem to care. I don't know what happened to the Republican Party, Matt. I really don't. You will do anything to injure Biden. It doesn't matter how you're already paying extra money, like you said, for this on short-term bonds. Anything to injure Biden. But all I can say, they just lost their way, and it's political theater, and it's really sad. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Paul. Yeah, let's go look back at the history of this. 2011 and 2013, they did this 11th hour, and several times on the budget, they've gone up. 5 p.m. will be the deadline before the end of the fiscal year, and at 4:30 p.m., they'll finally agree to something. They've got to understand, they know that when you do that, the chaos that you communicate to the market, you can't control the market. You know that. The market is all of us. It's everybody. And the market, when they see any doubt as to whether bonds will be paid, whether the government is going to, one time we didn't pay the Coast Guard and the FBI and some federal employees in Washington, and the Trump administration said they should go to a bank and take out loans for their daily expenses so they get paid. This is what they do. And what I want to bring to everybody's attention, when you do an 11th hour deal, it's better than screwing up the whole thing, but it can have severe economic consequences, and it is right now. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salts, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at MaryJanesPantry.shop.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 39 tonight. Under clear skies, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 69. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 44. Highs around 74 Saturday. Under clear skies, 77 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
On air, online, on your smart speaker, and on the Civic Media app.
Give us time. Soon we'll be broadcasting directly to your brain. This is the Shaw.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Elon Musk hosted the announcement of Ron DeSantis and screwed it up royally, and Donald Trump issued a statement, a sociopathic statement about DeSantis, that is the weirdest, most extreme, strange statement he has ever, ever issued. And I'm talking about a lot of them, from Mother's Day, Christmas. He will say the nastiest things. This is unbelievable. Let me get into it. First, the idea was that DeSantis would announced, hosted by Elon Musk on Twitter. Believe it or not, technologically, they screwed up. They fouled it all up. You say, oh, Elon Musk, you know, he has a rocket ship company and he has a car company, all this stuff at Twitter. Well, he is really fouling up Twitter, really fouling up Twitter. And what he did was, there was 20 minutes of tech glitches. There were hot mic moments where people could be heard saying things they didn't want to be heard. It was drowned out half the time. And then what happened was, when DeSantis finally got to speak, it was to a much smaller audience. The live stream abruptly cut out. It was a disaster. What it reminds me of, and many people won't remember this, but some of you will, about 40 years ago, there was a candidate, I think he was an heir to one of the paper fortunes, running for the Senate. I think it was 1982. And he was running for the Republican primary, I think against Scott McCallum. They wanted to take on Bill Proxmire, which wasn't going to do them any good because Bill would beat anybody, and he did beat Scott McCallum. Scott McCallum, before he became lieutenant governor and before he became governor, ran for the Senate against Bill Proxmire and got his clock clean. But in any event, this clown who was the heir to the paper fortune said, you know, I'm going to fly around the state in a helicopter. So he flies down, I think Greene County or somewhere, and he wanted some farmer to let him land in his field and give a speech with cows in the background. He was going to put on a flannel shirt and look like a working man, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, typical Republican. Anyway, they do it, and of course there's all sorts of TV cameras. I remember this very well. And the farmer says, all right, that'll be $500 for, you know, using my farm. And the guy thought he was going to be a businessman. He said, no, I didn't promise you $500. I'd say something fair. You can have $250. Well, the farmer and he argued. And then the pilot gets in and the pilot says, I can't take off. Guy goes, what do you mean? the farmer had tied the helicopter to a tree and he couldn't take off till he gave him the full 500. This is so typical of these guys. And this is a technological innovation, like the farmer tying the helicopter to the tree. This Elon Musk, big techie, big techie, wants to take over artificial intelligence, AI. 20 minutes of tech glitches, hot mics, drowned out half conversations, live stream abruptly cuts out, and he gets to talk ultimately late to a very small audience. And here, and I'll go to the lines in a second, but here is what Trump, now Trump is a sociopath, okay? But here's what Trump says. Trump goes, he's blasting DeSantis, and he puts out a weird video on True Social, so this is public, mocking DeSantis, and he photoshops a rogues gallery in of DeSantis, Elon Musk, Adolf Hitler, Satan, George Soros, and Dick Cheney, a few other people. And here's what his text says. Quote, this is Trump. The devil, I'm going to kick your ass very soon. Hitler, you're already dead. Dick Cheney, you'll be going with Hitler very soon. Rhonda Sanctimonious can kiss my big, beautiful 2024 presidential ass. This is what Trump says. This is a former president. There's a picture of Satan. There's a picture of Hitler. You know, I am telling you, I think the Democrats are missing the whole messaging thing. When you're dealing with a sociopath like this, you know, the debate where he insulted the woman who was running, remember she was the head of Hewlett Packard or something, her looks. You know, if I'm in there, I say, keep your mouth shut. You're a punk. You're a draft dodger. Don't insult the woman. Take me on. That's what you do. And then this guy, idiot, says something like this. You've got to Photoshop him in a dress and a wig walking along with Vladimir Putin and say, Mr. and Mrs. Vladimir Putin. You know, you do something to this guy. You cannot continue to let him do it. We're going to the lines. Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Hi, Matt. Great show as usual. You should be writing up ads. You missed your calling there. I think that would really print a pretty picture. You know, I was on the phone today. Here, have my 2 cents worth. They probably hate my calls. But, you know, I have to go back real quick about what the devil's going on right now with this economic terrorism. I mean, they're abusing their power. You know, they're promoting fraud and deceptive practices by their lies. You know, like, oh, this is Biden's fault. Biden isn't doing anything. When they're trying to still retain tax cuts for the wealthiest people while cutting programs that the people are in dire need of. And in addition to that, you know, those so-called Republicans that supported the infrastructure, you know, well, you know, they can go back and they'd say, well, it wasn't my fault, when they're not, you know, doing a discharge petition or showing support for the people. These people are, I'm sorry, if this is my opinion, enemies of the people. They do not care about the average person, and they are going to do everything they can to destroy anything that is done for we the people. So I hope people wake up.
Gene, you're absolutely right. I've got to go to a break. I have no choice. Thank you for calling. I'm going to respond after the break, and then I see other people on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We're talking the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And taking names in the process. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A judge has sentenced Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes to 18 years in prison for his role in the Capitol insurrection. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
The prosecutors say
Rhodes plotted to attack the peaceful transfer of power with force, and the judge said Rhodes remains a danger and a peril to America.
It's sounding more and more like a deal will get done to keep the country out of default. President Biden says both sides are talking.
Speaker McCarthy and I have had several productive conversations, and our staffs continue to meet as we speak, as a matter of fact, and they're making progress.
We're a week away from Atlantic hurricane season, with government's forecast now calling for as many as 17 named storms, 5 to 9 hurricanes, 1 to 4 major hurricanes. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell speaks for every Atlantic and Gulf Coast emergency manager when she says this.
The time to prepare is today. The time to prepare is now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's not a crime in Wisconsin for school employees or volunteers to sexually harass students. A bipartisan bill in the state legislature would close that loophole. The bill's author is Representative Todd Onstad of Kenosha.
It's time Wisconsin establishes strong legal protections against sexual misconduct in Wisconsin schools for all students. If there ever was a bipartisan issue, this is it.
The bill also revokes offenders' teaching licenses for life and expands protections to kids in private schools which aren't subject to some federal laws. A committee of the Wisconsin Senate meets today to consider new rules for professional licenses. Workers are complaining about long waits to get or renew their licenses from the Department of Safety and Professional Services. In sports, the Brewers host San Francisco tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's S-O-L-F-U-L fitness.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Kristen Bra on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Kristen Bra on Civic Media and the Civic Media.
Matt Flynn Director, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you all on the lines. There's a lot of you, and I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. You'll be taken in order. Stephanie of Madison, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Stephanie?
I am just taking some deep breaths so I don't say anything stupid that could get myself in trouble. I have had conservatives in the past tell me that I'm a sane liberal, that they can talk with me. I believe in the want to honor the humanity of people, but what in God's name do these people want to do? They want to destroy policies and government that is meant to you know, for we the people, all the people, we're a commonwealth, okay? And I think to myself, you know, we, I think somehow think that we're above and beyond maybe ending up with a government like Russia or Germany with Hitler. I mean, I could see in time, it happened so slowly, but I can see it happening. And it scares the you-know-what out of me, Matt. I'm thinking that there will be, this will get settled, you know, before all hell breaks loose. But they've got, and there's this whole, you know, these different levels of acting out a scenario. But my God, what this is doing to people is just, it's horrendous.
Right.
You know, it really
right.
is.
Well,
our
debt rating has gotten lowered. They are now having it on the watch just because of this fooling around. And you are right. This is Berlin, 1932. It happens. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. One judicial decision at a time, one rogue action like this at a time. And thank you for the call. That was a terrific call. I appreciate it. Keith of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Keith?
Hey, Matt, great show again. I just wanted to remind everybody, which everybody knows, I'm sure, Memorial Day weekend coming up. Lots of Memorial Day parades going on this weekend. And a lot of times these politicians, which it sounds like they're going to be back in Madison or up in the area, in their states, I mean, a lot of times the politicians are in those parades. Might be a good time to show them that we have a little bit of disrespect for them. Not advocating any violence or anything like that. They leave the eggs and rotten tomatoes at home. But, you know, a few shouts from the audience might give these guys an idea that they're not well-liked.
Right. Listen, if five Republicans signed on to the discharge petition, 213 Democrats have already proposed it, this would all be taken care of. Where's Gallagher? Where's Van Orden? Where's Stile? They all claim they're what? Republicans? They don't care about this country. They go about saying, no, we are going to put it right up to the end and possibly shut down. And then they go, they boasted about the bridges and the roads in their districts. They boasted about them. And they authorized the debt to be issued. And now they're stopping it being paid, which will have consequences for Social Security, for Medicare, for defense, and for general spending. You're having an excellent call, Keith. Thank you very much. Next up, Steve of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Steve?
Hey, Matt. Well, Gorsuch finally did it. He got his revenge after his mom was forced to resign. So now the wetlands are cut in half that are protected. And Kavanaugh was the only one that dissented, believe it or not.
Right. No, I'm glad you brought that up. That's the subject, actually, of our next segment. So I'm going to hold my response to it and then give the background on it. But you're absolutely right. You nailed it, as you just described. Thanks a lot for calling in, Steve. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Mark?
Yeah, it's interesting. And you just another burner in my blanket, the whole Gorsuch thing, because his mother was a corrupt thing back in the day under Ronald Reagan. But apparently, John Fetterman is getting grief for advocating use of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution over the debt ceiling. And how dare they? I mean, this is the Constitution of the United States. You might agree or disagree whether it should have been or not, but it is valid because it is the Constitution of the United States. And that, like I've said in the past, is that but the Democrats need to stand us. We took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. We don't care what the Liberty Bond Act of the early 1900s says. The Constitution of the United States, the debt shall not be questioned, period. And whether those guys voted for the infrastructure that's coming to their states or not, is that they're perfectly willing to tout it when talking to their districts. That,
right,
and there certainly
right.
hasn't been enough of debt ceiling, enough infrastructure improvement in the state, because you have bridges collapsing in the state, killing people. I mean, or cutting, you know, cutting people off. I mean, it is just ridiculous that they're supposed to be the commons in this country. Part of the reason, like I said the other day, is that the preamble to the Constitution lays out what the Constitution is all about. And part of that Constitution is promoting the general welfare. And how dare they contradict the motion of the general welfare? How dare they? Right? I mean, it is, right? It is just...
Well, you know, you're raising a good point. The 14th Amendment is the way, finally, that Biden could do it. I'm beginning to respect his wisdom and judgment in this respect. He said today, this is not about the debt limit, it's about the budget. In other words, even if they pass the debt limit, let's say they passed it, what could very well happen, what would happen is by September, the budget runs out. And they are the only ones, they and the Senate together, the Congress, that can raise money. And Biden can't do that by executive order. What he is getting them to do is agree to a budget right now, instead of they're waiting and blackmailing us again in September. And it's a budget he can live with, which is freezing spending at this year at 2022 levels. Because of inflation, it'll be a 5% cut, but at least there'll be full funding of everything that's going on. I think it's kind of clever. If, however, we come to 4:59 in the afternoon on June 1st, I think he does invoke the 14th Amendment, and then they're going to fight about the budget in September. He's a wily old guy. He's very, very good. Very good president. Thank you for calling. Next up, Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Northwoods Terry?
I just want to share, Matt, what McCarthy said on Kudlow yesterday afternoon. He said, we've got to rein in spending, $6 trillion that Joe Biden spent, because that's why you got inflation, is because of this wild spending by Democrats. That's what he's telling whoever's watching that damn show. And I don't watch it. I just happened to switch over and see that yin yang on there. So I watched what he had to say. And boy, oh boy, smoke come out the ears, Matt. Smoke coming out my ears.
Well,
I can all I do not to smash my TV set. Anyway, that's all I got, Matt.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. Trump spent $7.8 trillion. A lot of it in tax cuts, and they go, oh, that's fine. This guy, during the pandemic relief, and by the way, Trump passed a lot of pandemic relief. There was trillions coming out of him, too. That's part of his $7.8 trillion. And everybody went back to their constituents and boasted about it. Now they're doing this only to hurt Biden, in my opinion. And by doing this and fooling around and wait till the last minute, what they're doing, they can trigger a recession the closer we get to it. In 2011 and 2013, they did it to hurt Obama, and it had economic consequences. And at the very least, why should we pay tens of billions more in interest? And then you have the clown Gates saying, why should we negotiate with our hostage? His hostage is America. What do you mean his hostage? He has a duty. He took an oath to defend America. And the clown Tommy Tuberville down in Alabama, he claims he's the guy that said a Trump Republican is a white supremacist, and white supremacists are just Americans, and I'm not going to approve the promotion of any flag officer, any general or admiral in any of the services. And the Republican Party, have you heard any Republicans up here criticize them? They are not for America. They're not for America. Tom McFarland, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi, Matt. Thanks very much. And, you know, just to build on what you're saying, as far as, you know, with Biden, and I think we're really seeing how he's able to really be the master, puppet master within this. I think that he's telling McCarthy that this is a great way to defang the Freedom Caucus, because if they get this passed, then we don't have to worry about budget issues all the way through the presidential election. It's going to go all the way through 2024. And let's face it, in the House, the only thing that they can really do to jam up the works is our budgetary issues. So the Freedom Caucus is going to lose their ace in the hole. And I don't think that they're going to like that very much. But with Biden telling McCarthy that, hey, these are thorns in both our sides, and here's a chance for us to not only pass something that's going to be meaningful, we're going to take out two of our biggest adversaries, for lack of a better term, the Freedom Caucus and everything that they represent. So I would not be surprised if you're right on the money that that's what's going to happen, and those are the behind-the-scenes discussions that are going on. I think it's going to be pretty interesting to see how it all plays out.
That's very insightful. Yeah, and let me build on what Tom just said. If Biden invoked the 14th Amendment now, so the debt limit is increased, fine. In September, there is going to be a fight over the budget. The budget runs out. And then they usually wait till 4:59 of the day, before 5 p.m. to do something. This time, the Freedom Caucus, if they can call for McCarthy to be removed as Speaker, for that matter, they, most of them want Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, who'd be a disaster. And so the McCarthy is afraid of the Freedom Caucus. I hope that Tom is right, that McCarthy and Biden have had a very frank conversation, and McCarthy realizes that if he has to have at least half of his caucus. Half of his caucus with plus one is 112 votes. Let's say is 150 votes. And the Freedom Caucus and their running dogs and fellow travelers vote against it. Easily the Democrats will come up with the other 120 or 30 votes that are needed to pass this thing. Then I think what McCarthy has got to do, or what he has done, is sit down with the worst of the Freedom Caucuses, the Gosars, the Matt Gaetzes, you know, Andy Biggs, the Chip Roy, these kind of people, and say, all right, look, you're voting against it, but I need your pledge you're not going to try to remove me as Speaker. They may do that. The problem is there are one or two flat-out sociopaths, and there are a lot of them, but this guy Massey in Kentucky is a guy who in the past, I mean, you won't believe, well, you may remember it. There was a question before you could remotely vote whether everybody should come back right in the middle of the pandemic before vaccines, okay? Before vaccines, it was in 2020. Do they have to physically come back to vote for this budget? And it had been decided on in a bipartisan fashion. He insisted he had the ability with one vote, you have to come back. Well, a couple of the congressmen had COVID. And how are they going to come back? And how are they going to go on the floor? And there are plenty of people. You're from California, Alaska. You don't feel like flying back to D.C. One guy threw a spoke in the wheels. One guy. He could easily say, no, I vote to recall McCarthy. And it could be McCarthy does not get 218 votes. And then I think hopefully Biden and Jeffries have discussed it. And if he needs 5 or 10 votes, give him 5 or 10 Democratic votes. And you may say, why do that? Well, because if he goes along with Biden, increases the debt limit, agrees on a budget for till 2024, would you rather him have him or Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan? Because you're not going to have a Democrat. This is the kind of calculation that's going on. And so anybody who questions Biden and thinks, well, you know, he should have done this, he should have done that, Biden has a lot of wisdom. Biden's a very experienced guy, and he's been in the Senate since 1972, except for when he was vice president and president, and about 4 years getting ready to run for president. So I can't tell you how grateful I am that he is in there now and that a steady hand is on the tiller. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Now I talk to weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This salute has been brought to you by Current Electric. This Memorial Day weekend, let us remember those veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice to keep our country free. For all your electric needs, check out Current Electric at callcurrent.com and have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
This Memorial Day weekend, the employees of Champions Pub invite you to join them in pausing to remember the price all veterans have paid to keep us free. Check out Champions Pub at 2417 North Bartlett Avenue or go to www.championspub.com and have a great holiday.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the colorectal cancer alliance at ccalliance.org.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lowest dip down to about 39 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs around 69. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows around 44. Ample sunshine expected Saturday with a high of 71. 77 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. Wisconsin informed.
Go away from my window.
Welcome back. Matt Flynn Direct, lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go to lines in a second, but I want to talk about an issue that was raised by a couple of callers, and that was this environmental case that just came down. It came down today, it came down this morning, the Supreme Court, 5-4, limited the federal government's authority to police water pollution into wetlands, if you can believe that. Second decision in 2 years to limit environmental regulations. They're saying that administrative agencies can't pass these regulations unless Congress approves them, and Congress can't even approve a debt limit or a budget. This is going to hurt efforts to control flooding on the Mississippi River and protect the Chesapeake Bay from pollution. You know, I was stationed in Little Creek, Virginia, in my ship, and we'd sail out into the Chesapeake Bay before we got out into the Atlantic from Little Creek near Norfolk and when we deployed. And Chesapeake Bay is a beautiful area. Mississippi is a beautiful area. This decision will strip millions of acres of wetlands in this country from protection. It was 5-4. The only one of the six tarantulas who voted in the right way this time was Kavanaugh. Three in the majority take money. Clarence Thomas is corrupt. John Roberts' wife has got $10.5 million from these big law firms who represent polluters. And Gorsuch got $500,000 in gain on a crummy fishing cabin in a non-prestigious area of Colorado that he couldn't sell. And they just are saying what the law is. And what the Constitution is. The Constitution doesn't say anything in there. Nothing about the federal government being able to control pollution. I mean, you can't pour cyanide in the water. Congress didn't say you can't pour cyanide in the water. The federal government says that through administrative agencies. They are now saying that unless Congress approves it in a specific bill, Congress can't even approve a budget. Congress can't approve anything. This Supreme Court is corrupt. It's a rogue court. This is 5-4 majority. 5-4 majority stripped the Voting Rights Act, so you have gerrymandering. 5-4 majority, Citizens United. You have black, dark money. 5-4 majority got rid of Roe v. Wade. And you have snitch bounties in Texas. Your neighbor peeks out the window and sees somebody going in a car, I think he's going to an abortion clinic, he gets $10,000. Doctors can get thrown in jail. Who the hell are these guys? It does not say in the Constitution of the United States that the Supreme Court can do any of this stuff. What's happened over 220 or so years is that we have agreed on a fiction. The fiction is that this court can say that the Congress and the president are doing something unconstitutional if they do it in moderation, consistent with the will of the entire country to move us along. But what happens if they're on the take? What happens if they're bribed? What happens if they're just going ahead and saying, we will invoke the Constitution to do what the Republican Party wants? Morvey Harper is next. That one legislative, independent legislature theory would deprive you of your right to vote for president. Say only the legislatures can decide the presidential electors. At some point, they've got to be removed. We cannot have fascism creep in on little cat's feet and then pounce and do nothing about it. This is an illegitimate Supreme Court, and it's on the take. Dick from Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, Northwich Terry hit it out of the park, in my opinion, with that. And here's another thing that describes me. The media is supposedly biased to the left. Baloney. Here's the first thing they ought to do with McCarthy when he's holding court with the media. Correct me if I'm wrong. He's constantly talking about the budget instead of the debt ceiling. And why doesn't somebody who's questioning him go, Matt, this to him? With all due respect, sir, we're talking about the debt ceiling. The budget's a whole different thing. And Biden basically did that today. And just keep calling him out. And if he wants to storm out and walk away from him, then you proved it. You proved the point that he won't even talk about the subject we're really talking about.
No, you're right. You hit the nail on the head. This is not about the debt limit. The debt limit has to be increased. The bonds have already been issued in reliance on the congressional vote and signed off by the president. That's what the Constitution says. The money was appropriated. The question is now, do we want to renege on paying the investors who gave us the money that we appropriated? And the clowns that are doing this campaigned on the benefits and the fruits of all that, on the bridges, on the airports, on all this stuff. They campaigned on the benefits of it. They boasted about it. You have one of them, Gates, who's one of McCarthy's confidants, saying, why should we negotiate with our hostage? His hostage is America. This is commie government. This is commie government. When I say, I'm not saying this lightly, this election is not 1960, John Kennedy against Nixon and the debates and all that, or Carter against Reagan, or somehow Bob Dole running against Bill Clinton, 96. This is 1932, Berlin. Now, obviously, people are not speaking German. They look like you and me, and their accents are like you and mine, and they will smile at you. That all happened in Berlin. The people who ran said, no, we want power to the people. Just give us a little power for a while, and we will take care of it. Now, is it going to get as out of hand as that? I don't think so. But if you go several generations where the six swing states don't get to vote for president, you have a Republican president for the next two generations, and you have somebody like Trump who betrays us to Russia. Russia takes over Ukraine, goes into Poland, threatens Europe. Xi goes into Taiwan as a result. If this all happens, we're weakened as a country for what? So Harlan Crowe, who's bribed Clarence Thomas, who has Hitler paintings and statues of murderers in his garden, gets to describe the future of this country socially? That's what's happening. Slowly but surely, fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It's creeping. It's creeping. We come to the end of the show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today. For your life and nothing more, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Great show, Matt.
Real Chili's been serving up mouth-watering goodness to the people of Milwaukee since 1931. Their famous secret award-winning chili recipe is the same as it was back then, and a local treasure. From lunch to dinner to late-night breakfast, Real Chili has you covered. And now you can bring the Real Chili to your next party, tailgate, wedding, or office gathering with their unbeatable catering options. And don't forget about their Real Love Party Packs, perfect for small groups, and pick up from their two convenient locations, downtown Milwaukee and near Marquette University campus. Visit them at realchili.com. That's realchili.com.
It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always